This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it, I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
I'm just saying, we need a stew cam. The stuff I see, the places I've been, the people in here, like these guests, they are, this going on, it's crazy in the studio right now. St. Nick, I can't handle it. We got a basketball missionary from all over the world. We got a man who wrestled at the highest level collegiately, won a national title, and he is now wrestling through marriages, saving marriages. Your marriage is on the brink? You picked a good day to listen. Today on Truth Talk Live, we're going to save marriages. Today on Truth Talk Live, we're going to talk basketball. Basketball and marriage, I don't know what it has to do with it. My wife always, about every day, asks me, what does it have to do with everything? He's taking selfies because Randy Shepherd, Crossfire Ministries, is in the house. Brother Dean Breyer, he held up the belt for, you know Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. He held the world championship. Yeah. You know, he pinned Ric Flair. And he double-sickled the Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk, at the same time. He took out the Stinger. But you have wrestled at the collegiate level, at the highest level, NCAA, national championship.
Not national championship. Went to it, but didn't win it.
But you went.
The guy that beat me won it, so that made me feel good.
Wow. Well, we're not messing with him, Randy. We're safer.
No way.
Nick, the studio just got... We got a wrestler in here. This guy can take anybody down. No one's going to mess with us today. Of course, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. I had to go spiritual on you guys.
Amen. I like it.
But we're here. It's Free For All Friday on Truth Talk Live. And it is rolling and rocking. And we sat with tear-filled eyes at breakfast with a ministry leader, a man of God, who's struggling in his marriage. And that was the guy across the table from him, but it was also the guy across the table from him, which was me. And then and the other guy sitting there had a few challenges.
Yep.
Because if we're honest about it, but what do you do when your marriage is in a real bad spot?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you call? What's the 911 number that you call?
Yeah.
And you know, Dean, you get this question all the time. Dean Breyer with the Marriage Hub. What a name. Of a ministry. Go.
They wanted to make it easy to remember, themarriagehub.com. And Dr. McCracken had a vision 10 years ago. He was teaching at Lancaster Bible College. He was speaking to churches, to couples, to retreats. But couples would come to him after a retreat and say, that was a great retreat, but we're about to get divorced. Can you help us? And he couldn't. And it just stuck in his craw. And so being the great professor that he is, he took 6 months off and wrote all of the curriculum that we use today and created this marriage intensive experience. So that's how the ministry got started. We've been doing it for 10 years now and beginning to see nationwide growth now.
And I just texted the app, Listen Live, to our buddy who we had breakfast with, a powerful speaker. God's working his life.
Yes.
But the fact he's asking those questions, the fact is, if you're married, if you're a believer and your marriage is great, you desperately need marriage counseling.
Yes.
Like, what? Well, if you're a believer, let me reframe that. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you desperately need discipleship. Why? Because that's God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a Paul pouring into you and a Timothy that you're pouring into, like I told a guy yesterday, this is like 101, then what's going on here? Who are you discipling? Start there in the home. Get those kids and then get a Paul. My Paul called me this morning. He says, Stu, why are you ghosting me? You falling into some sin here? What's going on, Stu? And I'm thank God for him. Mm-hmm. Like, so he busted my chops. But he's been busting my chops for over 40 years. David Parsons, you know who you are. I'm not going to mention your name, but you know who you are right there. But Randy Shepherd, you got to have Pauls. You got to have Timothys. And you're a Paul and a Timothy and a Barnabas to all kinds of people. And this is critical. You're not a married man, but you are the journey in as a single in his marriage. It's all about following Christ. It's all about serving and living in the power in union with Jesus, right?
Exactly. And I'm not against marriage. I've been on the diving board a few times. You guys could teach me how to jump off. I've been doing sports ministry for 34 years, and God is good, and I appreciate the fact that I get to talk to men like you that can give me advice when God brings that wonderful, godly woman into my life. I joke and say I've got two wives now, and I'm not a Mormon. Let me clarify, 93-year-old mama and a 73-year-old sister, that I stay with, because my dad passed 10 years ago. He didn't want to, she didn't want to be alone. Mm-hmm. So I moved in with them. And
amen.
Glory to God. That's my, that's what I'm doing now besides ministry. But one day, buddy, I'll be calling you.
Well, there's a powerful thing. You know, Romans, you know, Paul deals with it. You know, 1 Corinthians, I believe chapter 7, the power of being single. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, where this is a ministry and you're focused on Jesus more, you can do a lot more. And that's where he's got you. You're running these camps. You're about to hear the Crossfire ads splattered all over the Truth Network. Maybe splatter is not the, you know, sounds like a crime scene, Crossfire crime scene. But you're about to hear them proliferating the airwaves, because we're going to be sending kids to camp because they're going to get the best fundamentals. I mean, I just read your brochure, Michael Jordan, saying these guys teach excellence and they live a good example for these kids. So moms and dads, you need to book Crossfire Camp right now because they will fill up fast. They got overnight camp, right? Randy, give a quick shout out for this on Free For All Friday on Truth Talk Live.
Yes, last summer, glory to God, we had 910 campers. Mm. In Asheville, half-a-day camp, Hendersonville, half-a-day camp, and our overnight camp we have at Morris Hill University. We had 210 campers from 10 different states. All the basketball you want, the fundamentals, Pistol Pete Marriage, Steph Curry drills, 5-on-5, 3-on-3, but we share the word with them every day, give a gospel invitation every day, and our goal is to use that silly game of basketball to see young people come to know Christ and to grow in their walk with the Lord Jesus Christ.
I love it. Wow. Just preparing young warriors to play ball and to, because most of them are going to end up in the NBA anyway, right, Randy? So you're getting them ready for that. But to be a witness for Christ, you've got Crossfire grads that donate to your ministry who are running banks or in all kinds of, you know, pharmaceutical sales or in radio or whatnot that you've impacted. And now God's using them in a mighty way. And really, your passion for saving these marriages, because that's where the enemy attacks.
Well, I mean, you know, I tell people, if you save a marriage, you save a family. If you save a family, you save a community. And wow. We've watched pastors save their marriages, which saves their church and saves their community. So that's why we're passionate, because we know when it comes down to it, without marriage, you don't have you don't have the strength of a community.
Wow, we got a call about singleness coming in from Ohio. We got other lines coming in. We're going to give you the number, and we're going to take a quick break so you have time to go get your spousal unit to listen to Truth Talk Live. Hey, you can text them just like I did just my buddy every day on the show. If you watch the Facebook feed or the LinkedIn feed, I'm texting people, friends, family, tune in right now live. Here's the link to the free app, truthnetwork.com, and you can listen. Your smartphone is about to get smarter. But go grab someone. Your marriage is in the tank. Or your marriage is pretty good. How can I serve my wife? Love language, all that stuff. Dean Breyer's in the house with the Marriage Hub, and we're gonna get an earful, aren't we, Randy Shepherd? You had no idea you'd be walking onto a national show today.
I'm blessed.
You can't see the 100 million people that are listening, but you can sure encourage them right here, right now. Free For All Friday on Truth Talk Live. It's Friday, and the number, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. We're going to go save some marriages today on this program, and you're going to be blessed. Call with whatever you want to talk about right here, right now, coming up after this break. Do not touch that dial. Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Now, there's a reason it's called the Truth Network, and I'm holding the Truth Network private, thanks to our friends at LeBlu, Ultra Pure Bottled Water, who are also the makers of Mighty Muscadine, who are also the crafters of all the Mighty Muscadine products, by the way. And you can, you know, how does a 50-year-old still play full-court basketball every day? I take four or five of these every other day. Four or five of these Mighty Muscadine capsules every day. I have been taking them for 10 years. I can count on one hand the number of times I've been sick. They love the Lord. They support our Christian radio work, and they make these products loaded with antioxidants. And it's not fluff or sizzle; it's science. They literally, millions of dollars have been spent at a major medical university testing their product, trials and all that stuff. The real deal. Just go mightymuscadine.com. All of this research is made available at their website. mightymuscadine.com. Look at all their products. Look at their lotions. Look at their toothpaste. Look at their all natural, all organic. Look at those capsules. Look at the concentrate. Doesn't taste great, but it's just power packed with it. If you're struggling with something, you need something repair at the cellular level. And of course, the Vine-tastic drinks I've been telling you about. These delicious, nutritious energy drinks that have no sugar, no carbs, no calories, no artificial sweeteners. So it's all at mightymuscadine.com. All that information is there. And remember, promo code TRUTH. Just type in TRUTH when they give you the option, and you get savings, extra savings, because they want to support you, and they want to. I want our listeners to be here a long time. I want our guest, Dean Breyer, Randy Shepherd, two godly men who met for the first time in this studio. This is why it's called the Truth Network. While I'm holding my Truth Network 25-year anniversary water, thanks to LeBlue's private label, LeBlue Ultra Pure Bottle Water. And guys, I'm just saying, you just met for the first time, but Randy had no idea. I mean, you're dropping names like Michael Jordan, Sam Perkins, all these big-time UNC guys. Randy, headsets, mic on your chin. Dean, you know, but Randy didn't know this, but I was this awkward high schooler trying to figure out what FCA was and trying to get my faith active at Mount Tabor High School, and God brought Dean Breyer into my life. That's like 70 years ago. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's like over three decades mm-hmm. ago when I first met him. This guy was on fire for Christ. He just, you know, one of the top wrestlers at University of North Carolina. And Dean, God called you to FCA.
Yeah, that was an awesome, awesome time in our lives. We got to travel everywhere in North Carolina, preaching the gospel, sharing words, writing Bible studies for athletes. Just was an incredible opportunity to serve God.
Yeah, and so that's how God brought us together. And it took that 35-plus years, probably 37 or 8 years ago. This was like in the mid-'80s.
Yeah.
And then it took that long for God to get you and Dean together. And Randy just said it during the break. This is the guy I've been hearing about from Buzz, Peters, and all these people. You dropped some names, Randy. Give that mic and tell everybody.
Yeah, I remember when I went to UNC Asheville in the early 80s, Buzz was at Chapel Hill. And I remember Buzz mentioning Dean Breyer's name. Never thought of it again until this studio today.
Unbelievable.
And now we've got mutual friends, and we have never met for 30 years till right now. So it's crazy.
It's like I'm not even in the room. They're talking amongst themselves. They're networking. They're truth networking, right? Hey, listen, both these men love Jesus. One of them's got an amazing international basketball ministry. They've been in dozens of countries sharing the gospel, spinning the balls, and they're about to go back to the Philippines. And then another one saves marriages with a marriage hub, Dean Breyer. He went from wrestling to ministering with FCA and all kinds of other things. Now he's saving marriages. Him and his wife want to take you and your wife to a retreat, intensive 72 hours of counseling and ministry, and watch what God does. And there's some testimonies. We want to hear a little more about that, but first we've got to take a call or two, 866-348-7884. What's your basketball question here on Free For All Friday on Truth Talk Live? What's your question for Randy? What's your question for Dean? Your biggest marriage struggle and how we can counsel you, pray with you. Just get it out there, friends. Come on. You can change your name when you call in. You don't have to call. We're not going to call and tell your spouse you're listening, but it's a free-for-all marriage-saving Friday here on Truth Talk Live. We got Buxman on the air from Ohio. You're on the air. Sir, jump on in here. You got a comment about being single.
I do, and it was by a destructive choice that I made, Brother Stu, that I'm now single. I lost my bride because I set off an atomic bomb in our marriage.
Hmm.
And I just want to say to all my brothers out there that's struggling, please, please get help. Contact people like Dean.
Wow.
The reason that Pastor Stu has his program is to save your marriage, brother. Mm. And don't be prideful about it. Go in, humble yourself, listen to brothers like Dean, and get the help you need to save that marriage and to save that oath that you made to God Almighty on your wedding day. And that's something that a lot of people don't realize, Stu, is that, men, you made an oath not just to your bride, but to God. And don't be an oath breaker to your bride. And I'll tell you, gentlemen, God laid that on my heart, and I realized I broke my oath to my bride. And God said to my heart, son, are you going to break the oath to me and go marry again? Or are you going to, like you said that you would, you're going to wait until death do you part? And I said, oh, my king, I will wait till death do I part from my bride.
So what about a caller, Dean? What about this caller? And what about, but the kids will be better off. Well, we're fighting all the time anyway. Well, I didn't really love you. We weren't really in love, we're not happy. And so let's just go get divorced. What about, Dean, what do you say to this caller who's saying, man, don't ever get divorced? He's saying, I wish I'd never broken my oath to my wife. What do you say to him?
Well, we have couples that come for these marriage intensives every weekend. And just 2 weeks ago, a gentleman came. He had been unfaithful to his wife. He had broken her heart. He was repentive. He wanted to save the marriage. She was hurt and bitter and didn't want to come. He dragged her literally to the weekend. And on Saturday, with the word of God, the spirit of God, and the people of God, she told me that her heart, that this wall around her heart literally crumbled during the intensive, and she was able to begin forgiving her husband and restoring their marriage again. But she wasn't coming. He had to drag her there, and hats off to him, because she kept saying, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to forgive you.
Wow.
But then once she got there, that intensive experience caused that regeneration to start.
Okay.
So there's hope, even with hopeless. We've had people show up with divorce papers in hand, and on Sunday, they tear the divorce papers up.
Okay, they were going to the Big D, and they didn't mean Dallas. Thank you, sir, for your call, Buxman, on Truth Talk Live.
Absolutely.
Wow, God good. Bless, what a God. Word from this guy. He inspired me today on this Free For All Friday. The number, if you want to phone in with your marriage crisis, your marriage problem, is there a marriage that can't be fixed? Is there a marriage God's done a miracle? We've talked about how have you been in awe of God? How have you been overcome with amazement? Remember Wednesday in the Word Edition, this week of Truth Talk Live? How has God worked in your marriage so much that you're in awe of what he did? Maybe someone wants to call and say, hey, this is how God healed my marriage. I wouldn't mind a testimony Amen. Like that. Amen. I wouldn't mind closing the week out. And if you've got one, come call and share it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to mention your name. We just want to hear that. And you don't know how many people, like our last caller, you will bless by that testimony. The toll-free number nationwide, we have a couple more. We got a little bit of time. We have 30 seconds. This break went by quick. This is a quick break, then we'll be back. But the number, if you want to phone in with a testimony, a marriage crisis, a marriage challenge, a comment about basketball, God's favorite sport, that's why the globe's round, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-34-TRUTH. 348-7884. What is the marriage hub? What exactly do they do? What's the secret sauce? Why should someone whose marriage is literally on the skids, about to crash and burn, why should they call Dean today? Like right now. Not like, well, I'll put it on my list Monday. Like this second. How serious should we take it? And why in the world is the devil attacking all these marriages? What's going on with marriage today, especially of those of the household of faith? 866-348-7884. Call us with your question, your comment, your testimony, and we'll be here right after this quick break on Truth Talk Live.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
And we can network. And that's what we're doing. We're networking the truth, and it's 100 miles an hour during the breaks. You know, I thought I could catch a breath, close my eyes for a second, meditate on some scripture. When you got Randy Shepherd, the heavy-hitting basketball player all over the world, spinning balls, leading people to Jesus, just got back from the Philippines. He's going back to the Philippines. He's hitting threes. He's just unbelievable man of God, loves the Lord, high-level energy. You got Dean Breyer in here, world-class college wrestler, all-world, all-American, all that stuff, FCA director of the state. Now he's saving marriages with the Marriage Hub. It's nonstop. We got Nick in there trying to keep the records spinning, and we have a website, truthnetwork.com. Learn all about all our programs there. We have a free phone app. Please, friends, help us. I went to the gym the other day, Randy. You'll love this. I took our new truth cards, which have pictures on them, and I took that card and I showed it to the guys. I said, guys, come take a picture of this QR code so you can download the Truth app. And they all did. So they're all listening. So guys, I'm shouting out my baller brothers right now. My baller nation. We need baller nation in here too. Yeah. So see that right there? I'll give you guys one. So we're trying to, and there's a way on the app you can share it. So I group text, massive group text, everyone in my phone all the time to listen to. And hello, Brother Lance, who's listening right now, a new listener in Charlotte, to listen to this, you know, this radio program. And Monique, who helped us this morning at Biscuitville on Robin Hood Road, she's listening now. So God bless you. Or Monet, what a sweet lady. She helped us get those biscuits. Whew, they were good too. So, but we got Dean in the house. What is the Marriage Hub? Give us the breakdown on this. And if you want to call in with a marriage problem, if you want to call in with a word on why, someone tell me why marriages are under such attack. A pastor rarely has someone walk in who's demon-possessed and convulsing and in the middle of his service and casting spells on him. It doesn't happen really much. But that pastor's marriage is absolutely being hammered by the devil. And that's where the enemy's winning in the culture, mm-hmm. tragically, among believers. Mm-hmm. Why is that, Dean, and what is the Marriage Hub?
Well, the Marriage Hub was created for those marriages that are under attack. We have a unique ministry where couples come together, three couples come, and they're in anywhere from in crisis to troubled to stuck. They might be coming with divorce papers. They might just be troubled. They don't get along. They're not sleeping in the same bed, but they're feeling stress of relationship, and they just don't know how to help each other. Once a week is great when you're up and running, but when you're on the side and your marriage is a wreck, once a week doesn't work. So we give 24 hours of Bible coaching in one weekend. So couples get 9 months of coaching in one weekend.
Wow. Power packed.
That's the intensive. So that tears down boundaries, and it releases bondages, and it opens people's lives to each other.
So you got couples whose marriage is really going in the tank, but you other couples whose marriage is like, hey, we just need a tune-up.
I mean, well, I had one couple tell me that they were married for 40 years, and once the kids left, there was this huge gap between them, and they had no idea it was there because the kids and work kind of filled that gap.
Mm.
And then when that gap was there, they had no idea what to do.
Yeah.
And so when they came, they learned how to communicate again, how to create a safe place again, how to forgive again, how not to touch hot buttons. We have something called our fear buttons, and there's 80 fear buttons, and couples have to pick 5 and share them with each other.
Wow.
And they've never done that. They had no idea they were hurting each other and touching these fear buttons from
the past.
What's
a fear button? Give me one of them.
Shame. Failure. Anger over past things I've done. A lot of people just come into a marriage and they don't even know the baggage they bring in can be so easily hurt by the person that loves them. And so we teach them these principles, and every time you teach a principle, they have to apply it. Mm. And that's what that 24 hours of nonstop coaching does. It makes them learn the biblical principle, apply it right there in front of each other.
Wow. So your church, your ministry, whatever you're doing, you need some help with your marriage, you can go. It's as easy as calling the Marriage Hub.
Just go to themarriagehub.com. That's it, www.themarriagehub.com.
And then you get signed up to go to a retreat. Yep. And wow.
You'll get a hold of these beautiful intake girls we have, three mothers. They're just the greatest people in the world. They are kind. They give hope. They give information. And we always make sure we do whatever it takes to get a couple there. We have scholarships. We have military scholarships, first responder scholarships, pastor scholarships. We don't want money to get in the way of couples saving their marriages. So it's exciting when they connect with the intake girls and they're able to leave that phone call with hope for their marriage. Yeah. Even though their marriage doesn't look like it's hopeful, we believe that the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the people of God can make a miracle happen.
That first step's real hard, though, Dean.
It is.
The first step to admit I'm struggling with my marriage. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, you know, well, I'm in ministry, and I can't just go to my deacons about this or my elders. Yeah. They're gonna say, hey, don't let the whole door hit you. You get out of here. We're going to find a new guy. What do you do?
We had a pastor 3 months ago come to us and said he was going to lose his marriage and his church. Mm. He couldn't afford the actual cost of the intensive. I called a business friend of mine, and he said he'll underwrite the whole cost. The pastor came. He saved his marriage. He saved his church, and he's a new man. He stepped away from the workaholism that he was stuck in, and they're applying everything they've learned. It's 4 months later, and they're thriving in their marriage again to the glory of God.
Yeah. So I want to get into some of the issues you deal with. You talked about some of those fear points, which were pretty intense. 866-34-TRUTH. Do you have a marriage that's struggling? What is your marriage issue right now? If you are listening and you're there, or you can say second party, maybe someone you know, you want to know, how can I get them help? What can I say to them? How can I counsel them? What do I do to save the marriage? Triage is here. It's on the way right now. It's on Truth Talk Live. We should call this Triage Talk Live, shouldn't we, Randy Shepherd? He's nodding his head. 866-348-7884. This is a bit of pre-marriage counseling for Randy Shepherd.
Amen. I receive it.
He's been on the diving board, hadn't taken that plunge yet. But we want to hear your marriage issue, your marriage challenge. I'd love for someone to call in and explain why marriages are under such attack. It's almost like the elephant in the room that we just don't talk about. And you know, we could talk about the problems. We can talk about, which we've talked about, like sharing your faith, why so few people do it. And we can beat the drum of how sinful it is if you don't share your faith. And it is. And we can shame and shame and shame. And we should, we should get real about that. But there's a positive piece to this thing. There's a power of a man and a woman who come together in that covenant of marriage and who can literally together be a transforming force for the grace of God, Dean. Talk about that. Talk about where this is going. Talk about the positive stuff that comes out of this. Not just, well, got to keep it together for the kids. You know, we got to keep that image for the church. You know, so people don't think we're something's wrong with us.
Well, a lot of the alumni couples, the couples that go through the intensives that I get to minister to and get to know, their stories are so beautiful. Their stories of redemption. Their stories of brokenness made whole again. Their stories of betrayal replaced by trust and loyalty again. And we literally watch couples change their lives to move towards Christ. So as they move towards God, they move towards each other. And that's wow. That's the miracle that happens when we watch them. And that, you know, that future of that marriage now is something that the community looks at and says, hey, something happened. I mean, we knew how bad that marriage was. Now they're doing great. And that healing of that marriage just brings a light to God.
Yeah. What got you and your wife attracted to this ministry initially? And you shared some things at breakfast that were pretty transparent. I mean, I wasn't expecting you didn't know a couple of these guys as well as you know me. Talk about the pain that you had to confront your own marriage and how you ended up as one of the directors of the Marriage Hub.
Yeah, well, 5 years into our marriage, we've been married for 47 years, and 5 years in, we said, this is not working. This is not working. We can't live like this. And I told Nancy, I said, we don't have a choice because we said before God, we're not going to divorce. So if that's not an option, then what is our option? Our option is to find what God's design for marriage is. Because whenever you replace God's design with your desire, that creates chaos and sin. So we had a great pastor who had a great marriage, and we just started interviewing them. Said, how do you get along? How do you learn male and female talk? How do you how do you create mercy and forgiveness? And I'll never forget, after talking to Pastor John, I told my wife, I said, listen, from now on, I will never hurt you on purpose. I promise I'll never hurt you on purpose. I will hurt you because I'm not perfect, but I want you to know that I would never hurt you on purpose. And that statement that we made to each other, that began to reframe our marriage because we knew that we were for each other and we were never going to hurt each other on purpose. And those are the kind of things that then we got to build on. So, wow.
And then suddenly you find yourself now helping others
yes.
through this same process.
Yes. And whenever I see marriages and I see the devastation of divorce and how it wrecks the kids and it wrecks the in-laws and outlaws and everybody, and it wrecks the church because now they can't, there's issues where they can't do anything because they're hurting. To see that change happen, that's what we're after. That's where my passion is, when I see them change.
Wow. Married, single, retired, widowed, whatever, the way that your horizontal relationships, loving others, are going is often a reflection of how your vertical relationship with Christ
Absolutely.
Is going and vice versa. So there's some deep but some basic things, getting back to the basics. Dean's promised to give us a couple basic marriage 101s for encouragement for you in your marriage, and you can call in. We got one more segment of Truth Talk Live, 866-348-7884, and we'll revisit with our basketball hero, Randy Shepherd, with Crossfire Ministries. He's in the house. Some amazing camps coming up. We're going to get him to share some testimonies, and we're going to talk a little bit about Michael Jordan. That's right. This guy knows him well. 866-34-TRUTH. More coming up. Hang on.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
We got basketball, Michael Jordan, marriage. What do they all have in common? Well, they've all invaded the studio. We're having a great time on this free-for-all edition of Truth Talk Live. And we got a line open. If you have a marriage crisis, a marriage problem, it's toll-free 866-348-7884. I'll try to talk a little slower at the same pace that was which you're listening. I'm so sorry. 866-34-TRUTH. You got a marriage problem? Got thoughts about marriage? Why is it so attacked? Why Our Marriage is Under Fire, a testimony of how God maybe healed your marriage. I want to thank our friends at Mighty Muscadine for underwriting this segment of Truth Talk Live. Why am I excited about these guys? Why, if you said, Stu, what just one thing could you tell me? One thing to take. I mean, omegas are important, right? And other vitamins are really important. But I've taken five a day, four or five of these Muscadine capsules a day, Mighty Muscadine, for the last probably 15 years. I can count on one hand the number of times I've been sick. I'm still playing full court basketball. I'm not promising anything. I'm not making any claims. I just know this is not sizzle or fluff. This is science. They have doctors that have tested this thing. A lot of money has been spent toward research, over $20 million, researching on this product. Now, all of their products are available, and you can learn more about them at mightymuscadine.com. That's their website. But this, one of their really benchmark of the muscadine, which is the state fruit of North Carolina. It's the king of superfruits. It's got an extra pair of chromosomes. Just Google it, okay? But the mightymuscadine.com, these capsules are easy. You take them. You know, I take four every morning. I took four this morning. I had to take a little cub to the airport for her missions trip. I took them right there. I took them with me because I knew I'd forget. And then I went and played basketball for an hour. Then I went to New Canaan Bible study. And then we had breakfast afterward. But I'm just so grateful for it's a powerful antioxidant. So it's got me through COVID. It's got me through a lot of stuff. But it's just a healthy thing. Great for your heart. They've done a cardio study. They did a study where they put it on the 11 deadliest forms of cancer. A lot of stuff. I'm not saying it cures anything. I mean, you got to be careful all these stuff. You know, but I'm just grateful. Christian-owned company that supports the same folks that own Le Bleu Ultra Pure Bottled Water. Vinetastic is another drink we've talked about. But look at all their products. Look at their lotions. There's more chemicals in lotions you've ever seen. Chemicals are in your shampoos, in your conditioners, in your toothpaste. Don't even get me started on that. Mighty Muscadine has all these skincare products that are just wonderful for your body to rejuvenate and to regenerate your cells. And they're all natural, all organic, and all in their protein powder too, which I make my protein shakes also, and the capsules. Don't forget about the capsules. MightyMuscadine.com. If you enter promo code TRUTH, you'll get extra savings as a way to bless you and to be a blessing to all of our listeners. They sponsor, and they've been sponsoring Christian radio for about as long as we've been here. And this is our 25th year anniversary of the Truth Network. So thank you, MightyMuscadine.com, for being partners with us at the Truth Network and on Truth Talk Live. Randy Shepherd, Michael Jordan, you met this guy, your roommates, I mean, the Carolina basketball camp, it's part of your narrative. It's a great story, and you're still sharing Jesus with him, even 30, 40 years later.
Well, God is good. Buzz Peterson was my high school teammate. We went to Dean Smith's camp. Dean was a smart coach. He put Buzz and I in a suite, two African-American guys in another suite. One of the guys knocked on the door, came through, stuck his hand out, said, I want to introduce myself to you. My name is Mike Jordan. You know the rest of the story. Mike and Buzz went on to be All-Americans that year. They played together at North Carolina. I wasn't good enough. I went to North Carolina Asheville, but have had a close relationship with Buzz and Mike over the years, and just you know, Mike's just like a kid in Africa, but we all need to be ministered to by the Lord Jesus Christ, and I pray for him every day, and Buzz is a great friend, and just happy to be doing basketball ministry. Been blessed to go to 68 countries, 47 states, using the silly game of basketball as a platform to share Jesus. And the Apostle Paul said to use all means necessary to win some. So if you're listening, you're a plumber, plumb for Jesus. You're an electrician, do it for Jesus. You're a farmer, do it for Jesus. You're a marriage counselor. This man beside me, is Christ through him is saving marriages. So I'm blessed to be in the presence of Truth Network, Stu Epperson, and my brother Dean Breyer. Heard about Dean 30 years ago, and now we finally meet in person. So God is good.
Yes, networking. We're networking truth right here on the Truth Network. So good to have you here, Randy. Love the camps. Folks, sign up. Don't wait. What's the website for folks to sign up?
Website is crossfireministry.com. Started out as a dream 33 years ago. Glory to God, we've seen 25,000 young people come through, all the basketball you could want and get at a major university, but they're going to get Christ every day and the gospel and discipleship. Crossfireministry.com, four big options coming up this summer. You'll hear more about it on the Truth Network.
In the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. So, you know, you can plan your little trip and drop the kids off for an overnight camp or day camp and hang out up there. Dean Breyer is helping marriages. I want to get you talking a little bit about this through our next caller. And we have time for maybe one more caller. If you want to ask a question about marriage, you got a crisis in your marriage, want to give a testimony, 866-348-7884 is our toll-free number nationwide to grab a truth line. Kevin is calling from Winston-Salem, listening to us on 97.7 FM. Kevin, you're on the air with Dean Breyer, Randy Shepherd, and the Marriage Hub. Jump on in.
Hey, amen. Appreciate the time. Hey, Brother Randy, it's good to hear your voice. God bless you. Marriage is a wonderful gift from God, and we need to keep, as the saying goes, there's three people need to be involved. It's the husband and the wife, but also keeping God, the Christ, the center focus. As we each individually need to
focus on Christ. We need to make sure we're encouraging one another in Christ to grow in Christ, because that's where our love should be first. So if we've got Christ first, then we will love one another the way we should. And so continue to stick with the word like I know you do, brother. But I thank God for my wife of almost 30 years. And one of the things my wife's always helped me with is the scripture where it says, do not let the sun go down. So if you've got issues from the day, you talk them out the night before you go to bed. And that's
a good word right there.
That's a, you know, how Ephesians tells us to do that. So I thank God for my wife, and marriage is a wonderful thing.
Well, Kevin, thanks for sharing that. What a good word. You know, Dean, to Kevin's point, I mean, you got this. And by the way, if you want to phone in, it's 866-34-TRUTH. Got a marriage testimony, a marriage word like Kevin just gave, or you got a marriage crisis, you want to give some quick advice, we'll pray with you. This is a show where we pray on the air, because we go directly to the Lord with the roaming, no roaming charges. We've got a great deal on that, you know, so it's pretty awesome. But Dean, what he said about, it sounds so simple, but you're hearing from a guy just called in who's married 30 years, just some biblical principles that about the sun go down in your wrath. You know, that's in Ephesians chapter 4 passage. Keeping Christ in the center. Talk about that, and talk about how you guys are anchored to Christ and to the Word of God, how central the Word of God is to a healthy marriage and to saving a marriage if it really is, you know, about to go into big trouble.
Well, one of our intensive tabs or our principles is to forgive as Christ has forgiven you. And we go into all the Colossians 3 study about what does it mean if truly to think about how forgiven you were and are in Christ every day, even before you came to know him. How can you then not extend forgiveness even to the most painful thing that can happen from the person that you're trusting the most, and they can still hurt you because they're imperfect this side of heaven? And then you think about, well, if Jesus has forgiven me that much, how can I not forgive this imperfect person that I've been called to forgive?
Just that word forgiveness. I mean, that word, Randy, you minister all over the world. That word forgiveness, you know, I think about Jamie Johnson's testimony.
Oh yeah,
you know, where he's going to go get a whipping.
Oh yeah,
and his daddy says, "Okay, here's the belt."
Yeah,
you know, and I get teared up, like I get chills thinking about his testimony.
That's right.
I could hear it 100 times, but this idea of a loving God forgiving us.
That's right.
We deserved hell, wrath, and judgment.
Amen.
And that principle, it's not just like, okay, here's marriage over here, a whole other set of things. And then here's my individual life over here. But this thing, idea of the grace of God, the forgiveness of God, the mercy of God, it transcends all of this, doesn't it? And it's needed everywhere.
Greatest rescue plan. We're all, as believers, the responsibility to share that message. Many people don't know it, but man, I'm blessed hearing Dean talk about marriage. You talk about marriage. It's making me want to go get married. Just kidding. But God bless you. And yes, the great rescue plan of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I get to do every day, from large crowds to individual people. God's not a respecter of persons, red, yellow, black, or white. We need to share that message. Yeah. And thank you for what you men do.
Dean, if something's broken in my marriage, and we're all broken, so let's not get,
amen,
you know, listen, let me pull you aside and tell you my prayer request about this couple over here. They really got it, you know, whatever. Hold on a second. Look in the mirror, right? But if something is broken in my marriage, is that not, it's a horizontal relationship, right? It's my neighbor, like my wife. Like, she's the neighbor that knows more about me than anyone, right?
And she's still with you.
She's still with me. Thank God for her. Thank you for my wife, Julie. But think about this. If something's broken there, there's some damage that needs to be dealt with. Is that not a reflection of something that's broken in my relationship with God? Like, there's something vertically that needs some healing, or that needs to go from the vertical to the horizontal. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's individually different in their journey with Christ. But yes, of course your horizontal is affected by your vertical, and you have to be able to understand that when you're walking with Christ and the Spirit of God is moving in your life, then all of a sudden the fruits of the Spirit start to come out of you. Well, what are the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control, gentleness. You imagine if a man and wife would walk in the Spirit and how they would give love, joy, peace, patience back and forth to each other. Wow. That is a marriage that is just, so even a broken marriage can be healed and restored in Christ's name if the two couples say, we want to walk in the Spirit.
Okay, if you just join us all hour long, we've had this amazing man of God with a ministry called the Marriage Hub. They do triage for marriages that are just about to, you know, just in bad shape, having a, you know, crash and burn. They take you to a retreat and they pour Jesus into you for a week, and they've seen many marriages saved and many marriages in encouraged that weren't in bad shape and said, we just need a tune-up. Randy Shepard with Crossfire Ministries, you need a basketball tune-up. You need to get that youngster more of Jesus and some of the best fundamental basketball teaching in the world at Randy Shepard's Crossfire Basketball Camps. You can. Randy, give your website one time, then Dean, give your website.
CrossfireMinistry.com, CrossfireMinistry.com, Asheville, North Carolina. Give us a call.
Beautiful. Camp's coming up. Go.
TheMarriageHub.com, TheMarriageHub.com.
TheMarriageHub.com, TruthNetwork.com, and St. Nick, our awesome producer, hats off to him. He'll have this whole hour uploaded at our podcast channel. Just Google Truth Network, Truth Talk Live with Stu Epperson. It'll be there for you. Share it. Be blessed.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.